We are reading today from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 12, text 18 to 20. So, 20 is on the board. So, I'll read 18 to 19 and we'll read 20 together. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna Mishra was a son of Advaita Acharya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always sat in his heart. So very special soul. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always sat in his heart. Text 19. Shri Gopal was another son of Shri Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Now just hear about his characteristics, for they are all wonderful. Purport. Shri Gopal was one of the three devoted sons of Advaita Acharya. The Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 12, texts 143 through 149, describe his life and character. And text 20, translation. When Lord Chaitanya personally cleansed the Gundicha Mandir in Jagannath Puri, Gopal danced in front of the Lord with great love and happiness. Purport. Sorry. The Gundicha Mandir is situated in Jagannath Puri, and every year Jagannath, Balabhadra and Subhadra come there from the Jagannath temple to stay for 8 days. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived at Jagannath Puri, every year he personally cleansed this temple with his principal devotees. The Gundicha Marjan chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this vividly. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatri Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So this chapter is entitled, where is it? 12:18, sorry. Yeah, chapter is entitled Expansions of Advaita Acharya. So here, Krishnaras Kaviraj Goswami is talking about the second and the third sons who were devotees of Krishnaras Kaviraj, of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So the first was Achyutananda, probably you must have heard. Achyutananda was the eldest son of Advaitacharya Prabhu, and he got a lot of mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was just 5 years old, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj, he came to visit Advaitacharya Prabhu. And at that time, little Achyutananda Prabhu was playing on the 5 years old. He was playing in mud, in dirt, as the children play in India. And he was unaware of what was going on, so to speak. But then, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Mahaprabhu picked him up. It is said that he was covered in dust. But the Lord picked him up and put him on his lap. And he said to him that, Achyutananda, Advaitacharya Prabhu happens to be my father. And therefore, we are both related as brothers. So, you know, Achyutananda was, of course, elated just by the touch of the Lord. Then Achyutananda asked his father, Advaitacharya, a question. He said, Father, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas. So, who did he take it from? So then Advaitacharya mentioned that he took it from Keshav Bharati, you know. So then Achyutananda, 5 years old, so we know that he was transcendentally intelligent. So he said, how can the Lord of the 14 worlds, you know, the Lord of everything that be, have a spiritual master? He is the spiritual master of everyone. So it is surprising that he has a spiritual master. I'm sure this is not covered in the Vedic texts like that. So internally, Advaitacharya Prabhu was very happy that his son was so elevated. So he said, he is like my father, you know, and I am like his son. So this Achyutananda, he was also there in Krishna Leela as Achyuta Gopi. And he is also thought to be Kartikeya, the son of Lord Shiva, like that. It is said that he was both, like that. How, we don't know. But the acharyas say it, so we accept it. So Achyutananda Prabhu, as we know, he then was very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri after his trip from South India and Vrindavan, Achyutananda left home to go to Jagannath Puri, spending time with the Lord. He took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. He was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu. And he spent all his days with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing and dancing. Of Mahaprabhu's 7 kirtan parties, he was also in charge of one of the kirtan parties in terms of dance. He was in charge of that. And he was dancing. He was a great dancer as well. And Achyutananda, till the last days of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was in Jagannath Puri. And then at the end, when the Lord left for his abode, Achyutananda came back to Shantipur, then a sannyasi, came back to Shantipur. He never married. He became a sannyasi. He came back to Shantipur and spent his last days there. So that was Achyutananda Prabhu. The second one is Krishna Mishra, was the son of Advaitacharya. And detailed description is given about Krishna Mishra, that he was one of the sons who was devoted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his sons and his progeny, they're still there in Bengal, West Bengal, and they're still following Krishna consciousness in their own way, like that. So Advaitacharya Prabhu had 6 sons. The first 3 became devotees, in the sense that they devoted their lives to following Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the process of Krishna consciousness that was given by him. So the first 3 were Achyutananda, Krishna Mishra, and Gopal Mishra, whom we are going to talk about. And the other 3 who didn't take up to the process, actually Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami doesn't even mention their name. And he says we shouldn't even speak about them because it's useless. We'll take their names anyway because they were sons of such a great soul who invited the Lord, and the Lord came on his request. So the other three were Balram, Swarup, and the last was Jagdish, like that, in that order, like that. So then was Shri Gopal. Shri Gopal was the third son of Advaita Acharya Prabhu, was devoted. And they say his characteristics are wonderful and described in chapter 12, text 143 to 149. So Shri Gopal was also a great dancer. He received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in while doing Gundicha Marjanam. As we know, you know, Lord Jagannath, he goes into hiding because he falls sick purposely before the day of the Snan Yatra. He spends days, you know, in hiding. So like that, he, here it is mentioned, he spends 8 days in Gundicha temple. He's taken there, and there he spends, he's looked after by, you know, the devotees who look after. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sita Ma Ramji Lakshmanji Hanumanji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Shri Gopal, he was one of the dancers, and he got the mercy of Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. And one day, on the day after cleaning the temple for the Lord's ships, Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra to come in Gundicha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, as he was, as is mentioned here, he used to do every year, he cleaned the temple with all his associates, and then they danced. And when he was dancing, he asked Gopal, Shri Gopal, to dance. And Gopal danced, and everyone was elated. Kirtan was going on loudly, you know. As he was dancing, Gopal, being overtaken by transcendental bliss, just fell unconscious and lost his consciousness. He was on the floor. And then all the devotees, including his father, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, immediately came to the scene. Advaita Acharya Prabhu, you know, knelt down, took his son's head in his lap, and he was very much worried. And he was in anxiety. All the devotees were in anxiety. So then they brought water there, and they sprinkled it on the child, as they usually do to wake up someone who's lost consciousness in India. And at the same time, they were praying to Lord Narsingadev, especially Advaita Acharya Prabhu, saying, "Oh Lord, please help, you know, my son has lost consciousness, please wake him up." And Advaita Acharya Prabhu was praying, all the devotees were praying, and the kirtan was going on loudly. And then when they saw that the Shri Gopal wasn't waking up, Advaita Acharya Prabhu began to cry, and all the devotees also began to cry, and they didn't know what to do. And of course, they were surrendered to the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself comes there, and he places his hand on Shri Gopal's chest, and he says, "Gopal, wake up." And Gopal, as soon as he hears Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's voice, he wakes up, and he starts dancing. And then everyone is elated, and in jubilation, they all dance. So such was the fortune of Shri Gopal, the third son. Now his sons and his progeny, they are all there still in Bengal. They are also following Krishna consciousness in their own way. So we can see that the first three sons, as is described here, they were blessed with the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and took up to the process. But then three of his sons didn't do so. Balram, Swarup and Jagdish. So we can see that here is Advaita Acharya, who is none other than the incarnation of Sadashiv and Mahavishnu. No ordinary person. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself took pleasure in falling at his feet and worshipping him. You know, which of course Advaita Acharya Prabhu didn't like, but that's another leela. But such a person, he has sons, and still the sons don't take up to Krishna consciousness. So we can see that it is quite possible. Because Krishna consciousness, like any other spiritual process, is a process of self-realization. Self-realization means each individual has to realize. It is not that because of my father, because of my grandfather or sons. Of course, the mercy you get in the family, you will be connected closer to Krishna through the family. That is definitely there. But we can't depend on self-realization on others. Because Krishna has a relationship with each and every soul. That we are born as the son of a particular set of parents, or the brother and sister of a particular set of parents or relatives, is because of our karma. Yeah. So ultimately, our main relationship is with Krishna. So we have a direct relationship with him. And that has to be realized by the individual. But therefore Krishna gives, as you may have read, that Krishna gives full freedom to the living entity. Do what you want, as he gave Arjun. That now that I have explained everything to you, you do as you please. So everyone has that freedom. And that freedom is a path that needs to be walked. And what is that based on? Right from we see that, bhajan kriya, association of devotees, you know, and then sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, you know, nishta, anartha nivritti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem. The common thread is the faith. And when we are born, we don't have that faith. And that faith has to be built up. And that faith is built up by challenges. And therefore we find, you know, we see when we take up to Krishna consciousness, we say, I was all right. Suddenly I have taken up to Krishna consciousness and my life is gone. You know, of course it is better, but there are challenges also. So why is that? So it is a test of faith that we walk. And when we walk, as we progress in Krishna consciousness, it is the challenges that prove how much faith we have in the Lord. Of course, the main test of faith is surrender to Krishna. Yeah, that is the main center of faith. That I'll do my best, O Lord, definitely. But you take care of me. Because without that, nothing happens. You know, Lord Ram, you know, he promises, you are very fortunate to have deities of Ram. When, you know, Vibhishan was brought about and, you know, everyone said, you know, don't give him shelter, O Lord. He is asking for shelter. Don't give him shelter because he is the brother of the enemy. But Lord Ram said, Sakri deva prapanna yas tavasviti na yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai vrata eta dadamyam. He says, I take this vow today that what to speak of Vibhishan, anyone, including Ravan, if that person just comes in front of me and says, O Lord, I surrender to you. Please take care of me. I will do so. I will give him shelter. Even Ravan. So we can see that Ravan personally committed the crime of, you know, stealing the goddess of fortune, which is the, you know, property of the Lord, away. And he was enjoying it. There was no repentance. He was enjoying. Still the Lord is so merciful, he said, I will give you. So what to speak of devotees? So the test of faith is in all challenges. We usually, you know, either go one way that we say, okay, you know, Krishna is not helping me beyond this level, so I have to, you know, somehow do. Yes, we have to do, because without that, Krishna's mercy won't come. Krishna didn't pick up Prahlad Maharaj right when, you know, Hiranyakashipu's assistants threw him from the mountain. No, Prahlad had to travel all the way. And then just before he was supposed to hit the ground, the arms of the Lord were there to save him. So the Lord does wait till the last minute. But he is always there for the devotee who has taken his shelter. So that assurance and this assurance that the Lord always, you know, gives, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, the main verse of that Krishna speaks, Mame Ukam Sharanam Vraja, Amtam Sarva Pape Bhyomokshayishyami Masacha. So thinking of that, while we are doing our effort, taking shelter of the Lord and surrendering to the Lord, then we get it. But that depends on the consciousness. And that consciousness has to be built up. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas, they say, you know, if the consciousness is polluted, then we will never take shelter of the Lord. Yeah? Because if the consciousness is polluted, we'll depend on ourselves more. Because the materialistic person who doesn't know about the Lord and his potencies, he usually depends more on his endeavors. And thereby he loses it. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is all about changing the consciousness. Changing the consciousness so that while doing the effort, we are also taking shelter of the Lord. Like that. And purifying our hearts so that all the anarthas go away. So usually while taking the shelter of the Lord, what is the challenge is the internal dialogue. Usually the mind comes up, you know, and the first thing it puts out, doubts on Krishna. You know, he did this thing to even pure devotees. So where are you? He's not going to do this. You're going to take. So the internal dialogue. But what does the purification process does? It removes all the, you know, corrupted data from the memory bank, the mind and the heart. So that the corrupted data won't interfere with the internal dialogue. The intelligence knows by intelligence that it is true, the Lord will protect me. Because I've been seeing Him bringing me to Krishna consciousness was His great mercy. Otherwise 99.9% of the population is not interested in Krishna consciousness. But just this good fortune is just by the mercy of the Lord. So the intelligence, you know, it knows. But the internal dialogue of the mind raises doubts, and that is where it is all spoiled. So the whole process is about purification, you know, so that we can take shelter and at that time, same time endeavor based on the faith, the challenges that inevitably we all have to face to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, like that. And we can see that it is not just, you know, Advaita Acharya, we can single him out, but you know, Agnidra, he was the son of Maharaj Priyavrat. Maharaj Priyavrat is the son of Swayambhuva Manu, who is self-manifested from the body of Lord Brahma. He along with his wife, Shatarupa. You know, therefore, he is called Swayambhuva. He is the son of Lord Brahma, who is also Swayambhuva. Because he, you know, there's no father and mother to him. He was born of the navel, from the navel lotus stem. You know, he found himself of, you know, Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And, you know, his parents are the Lord. Without, you know, any assistance from a woman, the Lord gives birth. So we can see that Lord Vishnu's son, Brahma, Brahma's son, Swayambhuva Manu, Swayambhuva's Manu Priyavrat. And Brahma, Swayambhuva Manu and Priyavrat, they all worship who? Krishna. Priyavrat wanted to worship Krishna. By the mercy of Narada Muni. But then, Swayambhuva Manu said, you can't do it. You know, you have a post to fulfill. You should rule. You become emperor of the universe. There's no one there. We need you. And then he wouldn't listen to his father, so Lord Brahma, his grandfather came. So he was, you know, so Priyavrat ruled like a Rajarshi. Saintly king, not like any ordinary king. And he looked after. He did all his duties perfectly, always offering it to the Lord. And at the end of life, gained perfection. All of them went back to Vaikuntha. But Priyavrat's son was Agnidra, who took his eldest son. And when he has to go to do tapasya, because the first thing is, you know, in the olden days, Rajarshis always said, you have to take a position of responsibility, go and first do penance. So he was sent to the Mandarachal mountain to do tapasya. And he chose to do that penance on Lord Brahma for some reason. He was the deity in the mode of passion. And Lord Brahma, of course, knowing his heart then, he sent Purva Chitti, the heavenly damsel. You know. Agnidra saw, in the beginning he didn't know what a woman was. But when he saw Purva Chitti, after some time he realized, oh my God, you know, this is someone who I can associate with. He was completely mesmerized. And although he had 10 sons, very great sons, his eldest son was Maharaj Nabi, who performed a yajna to have Lord Vishabdev, the Supreme Lord himself, you know, as a king. Yeah? So Maharaj Nabi, when he performed yajna, Lord Vishnu himself came to take the, you know, yajna from the yajna fire. So he was also, his son was also great. But Agnidra, even though he was performing his duties as a king and was looking after his subjects, he was, you know, completely mesmerized by Purvachitti and was ignoring to certain extent his kingly duties and not thinking about the main aim of life. So much so that one day Purvachitti got tired and she said, I'm going, and she left because she's from the heavenly planets, you know. So she left. And this guy was, he didn't know what to do. He roamed around in the Himalaya mountains, in the forest, everywhere, saying Purvachitti, Purvachitti, instead of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And of course, you know, after some time, I don't know, you know, here it is, Daivera Karan, you know, everything happens by providence. Purvachitti was sent back to him. And he again associated with her for a few days until she left him for good. And this Agnitra, even then, didn't realize. He found out where she had gone. Prabhupada wrote, easy journey to other planets. Here is the proof. Agnitra found out where she had gone. She had gone to Prithri Loka. And he performed all the yajnas and tapasyas, whatever was needed, to go to Prithri Loka. All his forefathers and his children and progeny, they had gone to back to Vaikuntha, but he decided to go to Prithri Loka. So it happens, you know, somehow in the family it does. What to speak of that? The son of the Supreme Lord himself gets mesmerized. Yeah, we know that Lord Varahadev came. He lifted Prithvi Devi from the nether regions and he placed her, and then he saves her from Hiranyaksha. And then Lord Varahadev marries Bhumi Devi. Yeah, and they have a son. The son is Narakasur. Actually, the son is very nice boy. He's a nice boy. But he makes friends with Banasur. So this is very important. Even though, you know, we may have been born of, you know, religious, maybe spiritual parents or not, but our association should be very important. If we associate with devotees, we'll become devotees. But if we associate with non-devotees, then we are in danger. He associated with Banasur and got contaminated in the process. And then he started his demoniac activities. And he used to attack kings and bring their daughters, and he used to keep them captive for his enjoyment. He went to Indra's abode in the heavenly planets and defeated Indra. He snatched the umbrella of Varun and he snatched Mother Aditi's, who is the mother of all the demigods, her earrings. And he brought it to Prag Jyotishpur, which is present day Assam in India. When Indra went to Lord Krishna in Dwarka and recited the story, Krishna was horrified. He said, I am coming. At that time, Satyabhama was also with him. So she said, I am also coming. Krishna, with Satyabhama, you can't argue. Krishna had to just say yes. So he called Garuda and they both said, Dwarka is in Gujarat, which is on the west side. Prag Jyotishpur on the east side. So Krishna flew with Satyabhama on Garuda to the other side of India. He came to Prag Jyotishpur and he challenged his own son, you know, in a way, his incarnation, his own son, Narakasur, to a fight. Then Narakasur was asleep. He sent Mura, the demon, with five heads. You know, he was very powerful. And he sent all his army. Krishna killed them all, one by one. And finally, he killed Narakasur by his Sudarshan disc. Like that. So we can see that the Lord had to kill his own son and he never reformed. So this can happen to everyone. So whatever Prabhupada has given, we should... When does the class end? Sorry? Quarter to nine, okay. Because I don't. Okay, so we can see that, you know, the process is that Prabhupada has given, that is so important. Because till Prabhupada came, the processes that were available, they never gave us the highest. Yeah? It was all mostly pleasing the demigods. But by this process, no matter, even the demoniac can become, demigods. It is mentioned that, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana, सर्वै गुणैस्तत्र समासते सुरा अराव भक्तस्य कुटो महत् गुण मनो रथेन सतो धावतो भई. That, you know, confused by the mental concoction, now do this, depending on the mind's proclivity. The living soul just, you know, lives on his demoniac propensities, not knowing what to do, what not to do. And then Prabhupada comes with this highest process, which gives the highest enjoyment also at the same time, you know. Sometimes it is not that we have to go undergo great tapasya. Yes, you have to eat prasad. And you have to dance and sing in kirtans, you know. That's the process. So it's so easy, you know, and good. And the most important thing that is there is that here it is mentioned that to follow the acharya. What happened to the three sons who didn't follow? They had the acharya right at home. And they had the Lord, you know, access to the Lord. But they were mesmerized because they didn't go through the acharya. Their father, you know, Achyutananda took Gadadhar Pandit. Consequently, his life was successful. You know. So the having the guru is most important. Because it is mentioned here that the guru, he is firmly fixed up, that pure devotee. He knows. Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahe Sru Drudha Nishchay Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarma Karma Krita Hoy. That just by following Krishna consciousness properly, everything, all responsibilities can be taken care of to the extent we endeavor to take them care of them. Like that. And so, you know, this, the because the devotee of the Lord is fixed in this, and Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. So it is very rare, Krishna says, to find a soul who's situated on the platform that Krishna is everything. He is the root cause of all manifested problems. So there are so many problems manifesting in our lives. Yeah, each and every one of us. But he is the root cause of that. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So we can. But we, our faith, because we are wherever we are situated, you know, most of us at the Anartha Nivritti stage, you know, doing Bhajana Kriya in Sadhu Sangha. And so our faith is very weak. And so we need this spiritual master to, you know, his guidance. Because again, what happens when we take a spiritual master, yasya deve para bhakti. Yeah? Yasya deve para guru. Tatyaite kathita yarte prakashante mahatmana. That one who is completely, you know, has absolute faith in the words of the guru and has absolute faith in the words of the Lord as received from the guru, then he, you know, Prakashante Mahatmana. Then for him, all the secrets of the Vedic scriptures are revealed. As if, you know, we can see everything in light. In the night we can't see anything. But such a person can see everything clearly. As one can see everything when the sun is there. Like that. So therefore the, you know, dependence on the guru to get the mercy because of weak faith, that is very important. Otherwise the doubts kill us. Like that. So I'll stop there if there are any questions, comments, realizations.